What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Lost Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, the Southern Flame, Don McIntyre, with us tonight. And we are hanging out with Elise and Brandon from a band called the Mendenhall Experiment. Yep, I said that right. Okay, let's go. Before we get this show started, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms as well. You know, when I said the Mendenhall Experiment, I almost said experience. So I had to look at what I typed down there and I said, okay, it is experiment. I'm sure I'm ever do that, but I thank God I did not do it. I mean, I said it. I called out my mistake already. Anyways, doesn't matter. Okay. Let's get it. I just ramble on sometimes. You know, that's what we do. In 2022, we are taking the whole month of December off. So congratulations on being the last episode of the year, episode 300 something, I think, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so give us a little background. Man, you guys have done some cool stuff, man. Like, I was reading a little bio. You guys have done some badass shit.
Started the band in 2008, played countless numbers of live shows, different lineup changes. Got a record deal in 2015. I view that as now the official starting point of the band. Just been going hard since 2015. Had lineup changes again. And we just had our second record come out on, what was it? 3 weeks ago?
November 11th. Yeah. What's it called? It's called Against All Odds, right?
Against All Odds, yeah.
Against All Odds on November 11th. So two records and a documentary called Mind Over Matter.
Lovely.
We're not going to talk about the documentary, but before we do, I do want to bring up the EP, name Against All Odds. That has a deeper meaning behind, just like the title means something more, right, to the band than just a name, correct?
Correct. I think it means different stuff for all of us, and then probably some stuff collectively as well. I mean, this is an album that I think has lived up to the title of its name in many, many ways.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, the band has been through its share of changes even before I joined. You know, add COVID into the mix. Right. And that halted a lot of things, a lot of progress. And then, yeah, like you said, you know, individually, you know, everybody has struggles. I mean, I think you look at a title like Against All Odds and it really applies to anyone who knows any type of adversity. Right. You know,
extremely
small,
relatable.
Receive it. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it carries a weight for sure.
So at least when did you join the band? You're not an original 2008 member then, huh?
I'm not. No, I joined in. Brandon, when did I join? It was right before COVID, right at the start of it, I feel like.
Late 2019, I think.
No, 2020.
Was it 20?
Oh, yeah, it was okay. 2020. Never mind. I didn't need your help. But yeah.
She says she's got it.
It was, yeah, I think actually officially it was late 2020, because we started recording in March of 2021. So, yeah. It's been about that long.
Did the band always have a female singer, or were you like, so the band did not before you joined?
Correct.
What was the dynamic like, Brandon, for you to have, because that could completely change the whole sound of a band, right? Having a female singer versus a male singer?
Yeah, because we're totally badass.
Definitely.
And we're pretty.
Thank
you. I definitely agree with that sentiment. It can change the whole dynamic and aesthetic of the band. And for us, I feel like musically it hasn't changed dramatically, but it has been like a fucking upgrade.
Nice.
I mean, with
Mario's vocals.
Go ahead. I'm done.
I was just gonna say with Mario's vocals, you know, he is capable of singing, but he also has a harshness to his voice. You know, he can do the screams and the grit and everything. Mm-hmm. So moving from that and then into my vocals, which, you know, I'm definitely more melodic, but I'm certainly loud. And, you know, I use a good deal of grit in my own vocals. It wasn't, you know, a 180, right? It was a shift for sure. It was a dynamic shift. So I think it made for an easier transition, you know, even musically speaking, right? I mean, you know, I think one of my biggest fears, I'll say, you know, as a female vocalist being part of any band is that, you know, you get into a band that's heavy and they try to, you know, make it less. They try to make it, you know, less noisy, less gritty to match your vocals. And I hate that, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, no, the heavier, the better. I'll sing through it. I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Good.
And that was, was kind of like a perfect match for me because as a guitar player and a big musical contributor to what we do, I didn't want to soften the glare. I wanted to keep it heavy because I like it heavy too.
Well, here's the thing. Never soften yourself for anybody.
Right.
Make sure to just be yourself and the right people you'll gravitate towards and vice versa.
Exactly. Hell
yeah. That's perfect. Yes.
Vibes, baby. You get to quit swearing on the podcast. Fuck them. I'm going to swear all the fuck I want to.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I didn't even ask if I could swear on this podcast. I just kind of went for it.
I heard you. It's fine.
I probably should have asked.
No, it's okay.
No, we're good.
did you know each other?
We don't sugarcoat.
Did Brandon? Did you at least know each other prior to at least you joining the band?
Mm-hmm.
Were you like another other? Did you guys do concerts before, like with different bands, or how did?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Elise was in another band with our drummer and consequently her significant other back where I grew up and they currently reside south of Chicago. They had another band called The Unlawful.
The Unlawful.
And then every time we would come to town on tour, because Justin was the original drummer of the band and was still cool, I would be like, hey, we'll jump on the show with us and do the gig. So mm-hmm. I'd always put them on. And every time I at least got up there and opened her mouth, I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, that is so cool. And I'm, you know, it seems like you guys are doing well now. You guys have won. We're going to talk about the Danny Award, but before we get into that, let's go back and talk about the documentary that you were. The documentary was about you, correct, Brandon?
Yeah, it's about my life story, having cerebral palsy, and kind of navigating through the music industry, having a disability, being a disabled guitarist, and forming my own band as opposed to trying to join an already completed project, and the trials and tribulations I've gone through with all of that.
The documentary is called Mind Over Matter. What is it out like? Is it on Netflix? What's like, where can you find it?
It's on Amazon Prime, and it features you from Korn, Neil Strauss from I guess Demi Lovato now, Alice Cooper, and John Five of Zombie and now Motley Crue, I guess.
Nice.
Look at you, man, doing all kinds of big shit, apparently. You know, name dropping.
Yeah, you get a name drop a movie, people gotta want to watch it. I mean, who wants to watch a movie about some disabled guy that they don't know? From a band that they barely even heard of. So the name drop is necessary, and it gives people incentive to go watch a film. But, right. You know, after you take the moment and go watch it, there's something in that movie for everyone. We've won 14 different awards across the world for it. So
beautiful.
It's definitely not a fly-by-night kind of film.
Right.
I am actually looking for something to watch consequently tonight after this podcast. So I'm going to go look up Mind Over Matter on Amazon Prime. I have Amazon Prime. I'm going to watch it. Like that is freaking awesome. Now, I guess it goes through difficulties. Is it hard being considered disabled, having cerebral palsy, and playing music? Does that provide its own challenges to you as just as a musician?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm definitely disabled, and you know, my left hand doesn't work as well as your quote-unquote standard guitarist musician. I've got my own set of challenges. I basically learned how to rehabilitate my hand through playing guitar, and in turn, the power of music has kind of rehabilitated my entire life, you know, and given me a purpose to go out there and be a voice to help other people with disabilities and other people that interact with people with disabilities, like, hey, you know, don't count these people out because they can do anything they consequently put their mind to. So
exactly.
That's feel like such a good feeling also if somebody else has a disability and they come up to, has anyone ever come up to you and been like, dude, you've inspired me to play music and not give up just on my life in general? Like, I would cry.
I can say that I've been fortunate in my life now to have that happen probably more times than I can remember.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
That's pretty amazing that that I can say that, because I used to say that, like, if I inspired one person to become a guitar player or a guitarist and pursue their dream, then I've achieved my goal. And now I've had it happen so many times that I can't remember how many. You know, there's been tons, but each time it happens, I try to, you know, really take the time to get to touch base with these people and know their story and give them a piece of advice that might, you know, help their journey further.
Right.
That, and the Danny Awards is that like an award ceremony? I never heard of the Danny Awards until I read about you guys winning a Danny Award. I went and looked it up, and I did, and then right when I was looking it up, actually, Brandon, you popped on the screen. I was like, shit, I guess he'll have to explain it to me now, because I procrastinated, waited too long. I tried to do a crash course on your band is what I tried to do. I tried to squeeze it in right before you guys came on, and then you came on. And so the Danny Awards, is that like a I guess an award for, I wrote it down actually, like a disability awareness, or is that just what you won the award for?
It's more for like disability advocacy.
Okay.
Elise, do you have the award close by?
I don't. I'm in my attic and it's downstairs. I can run and get it, but it is the Daniel's Music Foundation is where the award show originates. And so Daniel's Music Foundation is a foundation that empowers those with disabilities through music. So they offer a lot of classes for free, you know, and so it's a way to connect. It's a way to connect an entire community that's usually overlooked. I wasn't actually aware, so it was kind of a fun surprise, but I guess Brandon submitted the music video as to be judged by the Danny Awards judges. And that's how we found out that we won.
That's amazing.
Did you guys have to give a speech? Is it like a place you guys go to, or is it like the Million Award, or is it like a whole presentation that you guys go to?
Oh, it was an event.
Go ahead, Leif.
Sorry, no, go ahead. Let me run and get the award. You tell the story.
Okay, you tell the story. She gets the award. We're going to play the song, and then we'll talk about the award a little bit more. Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, okay, so they flew us all the way to Manhattan for 5 days. All expenses paid, flights, hotels, everything, to attend the award show and actually perform the song Pulse of the Lost during the award show. And then right after we played, they called us up and they presented us with the award, in which we gave an acceptance speech. Two-minute thing, and it was at Symphony Space on Broadway in New York City, and it was sold out.
Amazing.
Damn, man. Oh, that was quick. Here she comes. Okay, let's let's look at the award. You got the award right there?
I do. It's clear, so it might be kind of hard to view.
Awesome. No, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's hefty.
Not everyone in the band gets one.
No, we all got them. Elise took hers, and then the rest of them are on the way. That thing's heavy.
It was actually kind of a workout to run up here with it.
Elise, why don't you read on what the award says on the front?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Bad cardio, so I have to catch my breath. Okay. With great pride and admiration, we would like to congratulate you on being an award recipient for the 3rd Annual Danny Awards. Your performance, your passion, and your musical talent are all exceptional. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us, and welcome to the Danny Awards community. Keep music alive.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Danny
I've got Awards. To look more into the Danny Awards now.
It was an amazing experience. I mean, humbling and also so inspiring seeing all of these amazing musicians just surrounded by them, right? And
right.
Disability meant nothing. You know what I mean? It meant nothing in the sense that it didn't stop them from being so great at what they're doing. So it's really cool.
And I think the surprise for me was to go to the actual foundation and see what they actually do for the kids with the facility that they own. And it brought me to tears to see that there's some place in existence. It's like a school of rock for disabled kids.
That's phenomenal.
It's mind-blowing. And it's like, because I think back when I started with music, and it was like, if my family would have just let me be exposed to instruments and music stuff, I think I would have gravitated towards it even more. And to see these kids get that opportunity that I didn't have, you know, is amazing.
I think it's the power of music is so underestimated. It is so therapeutic and powerful and healing. It is just really underestimated. Yeah. I don't think people take that serious enough, but it truly is.
And all music is. I remember I saw somebody.
Yes, absolutely.
The guy from Slipknot and the guy that was interviewing him was like, is metal even music? I'm like, it's music. Like, it is music. Just because you don't like country music does not mean that metal is not music. It resonates with so many different people. Not only resonates with them, but it's helped very many people in so many different, like, just. And it's awesome, man. I love metal.
It's therapy. You know, metal is therapy.
Yeah.
You know, and like, that's music is like the universal language, but it's also a powerful healing agent. And that's like the underlying theme and message of our movie, Mind Over Matter, is all things are possible through the power of music, like healing and introspection and all that kind of thing.
Well, now it's been scientifically proven that different hertz of music has different therapeutic uses. It is scientifically proven now. There's no denying it. They can try to deny it all they want. They can't. It is proven by science now.
That's so smart to say about that, but I forgot what I was smiling at. This motherfucker gonna say something. I was gonna say something. I'm not gonna say something. What I was gonna say. But let's play Pulse of the Lost, right? That is a new song that just came out. It's one of the songs you guys are pushing. You guys have a music video for it. And we're going to play the song right now, talk about it. And then I want to do a little bit of holiday talking since it's the last episode for 2022 for me and for Dawn on the Loud Spot. So let's hear the song Pulse of the Lost right now by the Mendenhall Experiment. Here we go. Wow, listen.
Holy shit.
Elise, when you're singing, I got the goosebumps. I swear to God. You are so emotionally involved in that song. Like when you're singing, it looks so great. Thank music video, great song, fantastic job on the vocals. Like literally, I think the vocals, the music is also freaking strong, but the way you sing that and the emotion you put into that, I'm happy we played the music video, because if we would have played the lyric video, you wouldn't get the feel of the actual, like the song, you know, itself. So strong and powerful sounding. It's awesome.
Putting the visuals with the music is important, and that was powerful. I absolutely love it. That is amazing, guys. I'm blown away.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, I want to move on to, before we get into the holiday stuff, I do want to talk about, you guys played Aftershock and Rocklahoma. I live in Oklahoma. You guys played Rocklahoma, right?
Yes. 2017.
Oh, so okay. So if you guys ever play there again, and I'll if I know, I will go, because it's only like an hour or so from where I live, I think. Not very far.
We're definitely working on coming back to Rocklahoma and Oklahoma in general, because we've had really good success in Oklahoma. We've played there a handful of times, and I love it there. Y'all know how to get down.
Yeah, that's right. We do. And I know why Elise was like, what we did, because she, that wasn't, that was before she joined. I'll play there. And you're like, well, landed before you go. But if you guys do play Rocklahoma next time, that's at least close to where I live. So please let me know if you guys ever tour in Oklahoma or in Alabama. Don lives in down there in the Alabama area. So
we'll come back down that way too.
Lovely. Where are you guys located at?
I'm in Riverside, California, south of Los Angeles, and Elise is in, where are you?
I'm in the Kankakee area. It's about an hour south of Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, when you guys shot the music video, I guess, go ahead.
So Justin and I, the drummer, we've just moved back to Illinois at the beginning of October. Before that, we were living in Riverside for about 3 years. We moved there like about just before COVID hit. So just in time. And then, we just left. So when we were recording the music video, we were all in the same area and just made it happen that way.
Wow. Impressive.
So let's talk a little about the holiday, since Thanksgiving just happened. You guys dropped your album right before Thanksgiving. You know, Christmas is coming up. I don't know if you guys have any traditions, but before you even talk about Christmas, I wanted to say I fucking hate New Year's resolutions. I hate them. Bullshit. You know, I go to the gym and I play basketball, you know, I try to get my cardio going, like you, at least running up and down wherever you, the stairs or whatever. I try so I don't run out of breath. I try to stay healthy and do cardio stuff, and so I play basketball. But I refuse to go to the gym in January, because everybody and their mom's New Year's resolution is, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to eat healthy, and I'm going to go to the gym. You fucking lie. You're all going to quit halfway through the damn month of January. And then in February, I'll go back to the gym.
Exactly.
Right? Do you guys have any resolutions that you guys try to do, or I guess better be a better person or something bullshit like that?
I'm a heavy planner. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but like every month I like set up my month and set up like a few things that I want to accomplish within that month. Really just like, how do I set a positive habit or something, you know, like reading more, or, you know, yoga 4 times a week or something like that. So the new year is just another month for me, as opposed to like, this year I'm going to be amazing at these 20 things, right? Like it's cool to like set those goals, but let's be realistic. Let's just look at the next 4 weeks and, you know, survive.
I feel like if you really want to do something, you would just do it anyways. Like when I decided I was going to start going I did like boot camp training for a little bit. I didn't wait till like a certain day. I just like, no, I'm gonna sign up. I'm gonna go do it now, because I felt like I needed to do it. Because I was walking in Austin, Texas, and I was like walking like 3 blocks, and after the 3rd block, I started getting winded. I'm like, not even running, I'm walking. So I decided I better go to the gym, do something about that, because I just turned 40, and this is when I was 35. I said, I'm not going to grow I'm not going to grow old very healthy if I keep this up. So I started doing it, you know. Brandon, anything that you do for New Year's resolution type things?
Well, I try not to do the resolutions either. I live by the rule of be a better person than you were yesterday, or you know, be the best version of yourself. So I'm always trying to better myself and better make better decisions in life and not be the idiot that I was yesterday or last week or last month or last year, even, you know. So it's all about mapping out your goals, right? And setting your goals, putting them on paper, visualizing them, and then executing them. You don't need some New Year's resolution to make you want to do that. You've got to find that drive within you to do it every week of a year, not just one weekend out of the year. Like,
right.
You know, what is that?
Right.
I will say there's like a bit of ritual that helps with it though. Like one thing I do like to do, and at least once a year, maybe twice a year, is I will do an actual ritual. Like I burn, like I write on a piece of paper, like the things that I want to change or that I don't want like a part of my life anymore, or habits or whatever. And I will actually like burn those and like set the intention of like, this is no longer a part of me. I'm releasing it, like basically a release ritual. So there is a bit of power in the ritual and like putting something tangible in front of you to like, but it still comes from within, right? I mean, there's still nobody else telling you to do it.
I think a ritual is a lot better than a resolution. I think they should call it a New Year's ritual. Have your ritual, and I think that's better. I think it makes more sense. Honestly, it does. So, all right, we can talk about Christmas next year. So, what is that? You guys come on the podcast again next year on my last episode of 2023. We'll talk about Christmas then.
Make it a ritual.
Hey,
we'll make it a ritual. See, I like it.
Manifestations, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do want to tell you guys about your website, merch, and upcoming tours, or anything else you guys want to bring up before we get off.
First and foremost, please go check out the new record, Against All Odds. It's on all streaming platforms. Now we favor Spotify, but you know, wherever you listen and consume music at, please go over, add the record, drop some comments on the social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and then, you know, you can find all the merchandise and all the stuff at themendinghallexperiment.com. We have a merchandise tab in there that will bring you to our Shopify store that has more Mendenhall Experiment stuff than you could possibly need.
That's lovely.
And I will
such a thing.
And what else?
I'm gonna go tell everyone right now also to go please watch Mind Over Matter, because I know I'm going to do that. As soon as we get off here, that's what I'm gonna go do, and I'm looking very much forward to seeing that, man. Absolutely, I am.
You asked about touring plans, right? So everybody go watch Mind Over Matter. It's on Amazon Prime. It's free. As long as you have Prime, you can watch it a million times. Please do that. So don't repeat, play it till you get sick of it and never want to see my face ever again. And then as far as touring goes, hopefully you'll see us in a town near you very soon. We just signed with a booking agency that wants to put us all over the globe, apparently.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well,
you guys sound great. That music is good. If all your songs sound like that song, I cannot wait. I mean, I guarantee my listeners are going to love that, dude. Fucking badass. I guess that's all the time we got, right, Don? You got anything else you want to say before we get off?
Thank you guys so much, and thank you for bringing awareness to the Danny Awards as well. We appreciate you all being on with us, and I am just so happy to have you guys on here to bring that awareness to everyone of how powerful music really is. You don't do it with just what you've been doing, but in your vocals, in your music, in your aesthetics, you bring the whole package in, and it's amazing. Great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Please stay right there until after the outro song plays. I do want to thank all of our listeners that listen to us. If you did not subscribe, and if you're still watching, please subscribe to the channel. Like, if you made it this far and watch it. And check out the Mendenhall Experiment, download, stream, whatever, and the movie Mind Over Matter. Thank you guys so much for being on. That's all the time we got. Please stay right there until after the outro song plays. Peace out, rock on.
And much love.
Yo.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has to pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.